Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome to your Consecration Preparation Thursday phone conference. We're excited. The time is winding up. There's deadlines that need to have been met, and you should be well into completing your Defend the Faith. We are excited about the next phase that will come forth, and we will share that with you today. We are going to follow our phone format. We're currently waiting on our system to properly open up the line so that everybody can chime in. Not really sure why it's not doing it, but we are persevering ahead. Prayerfully, you can hear me. If you can hear me, if yes. You can let me know, just okay, praise God, praise God. And what number was that?
Praise God.
Verify. Say it.
Pastor Yvette, I can hear you.
Okay, wonderful. And I can hear you guys. So apparently it's just looking crazy, but it isn't crazy. As sometimes the enemy wants us to think things are worse than they are. And when you look with spiritual eyes, we see, no, actually, they aren't. So we do. We thank God for that. We thank God for your presence. We are preparing you for a time of elevation. That should be exciting and exhilarating. I can hear it. Absolutely. So we're going to get started with our opening prayer from our presenter today, who is on the line and ready to start.
She's
still talking.
Oh. Sorry, that's
No, go right ahead.
Oh, well, good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
Are here today.
Good evening.
We are open up in prayer, praying for insight to lead us in the path of righteousness. We pray for maturation, momentum, manifesto, and miracles. All of this coming down from the kingdom of heaven.
Yes, Lord.
Raising us, giving us insight true and true to this ordination. We thank you, O God. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
All right, that's our Virginia element tied in. Amen.
I love it.
And you know, guys,
it sounded like a reggae song. My man said, maturation, momentum, manifestation, miracles. I'm sorry. Praise the Lord, saints.
Hallelujah. And you know, I want our candidates to know you are who God made you to be. You come forth the way it's in your heart. You're not emulating anybody
but
Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And so you put the fire in a thing when you do it the way Holy Spirit is leading you. And I celebrate.
Yes.
You. This is time to stand up in boldness because
and
you
be unique and powerful.
Absolutely,
yes.
Absolutely. So we have Dr. Parker on the line is going to present to you your consecration and get you started on some information such as that, and then Prophet can come and share with us, and then we will continue to proceed. Amen. On a high note, let's just keep
amen,
going.
Amen, amen, yes.
Higher. Hallelujah.
Good evening. And first, I just want to share just a little bit about the concept of consecration. And it is, I think we understand, and if we don't, we understand consecration as a time of separation. And my accountability partner and myself embarked on 3 days of consecration this week just for something a little bit different. We just needed, and consecration is a time in which we set ourselves apart by a series of things. And one can be what we take in, both food and by all of our senses. Thank you, Holy Spirit. So when we're talking about consecration, we're talking about allowing ourselves to be set apart through all of our senses, what we choose to hear, what we choose to see, what we choose to taste, what we choose to smell, and what we choose to allow, what we choose to allow our mind to be a part of. And so when we're talking about consecration, when I was first looking at this concept, it was just after Bishop Harrington had spoken, and he had separated the 120 from the 380. And I don't know, maybe 3-4 years ago, we looked at Pentecost, and we looked at what had to happen in order to have a Pentecost party. And so in order to have that Pentecost party, from the crucifixion and the resurrection of Christ, between that time and the Pentecost, though that 120, different from that 380 that Bishop Harrington had spoke about, they had to allow themselves to be separated. And that separation required just it required a few things. And some of the things that we looked at in order for us to have what we call the Pentecost party is what they had was this time of looking at what Jesus Christ had asked them to do while they waited on the manifestation, which is one of our words, of the Holy Spirit. And one of those things that they had to do was mature, which is another word, which is maturation. And I said that way just so you would think of Archbishop Isaac from this Sunday. And I hope everybody is just so enjoying the ministry of month of June celebration, because we've had an awesome time. If you have not been a part, I'm sorry to hear that. But anyway, so what has happened is we have looked at some of these words, and it has been powerful. And I do believe that the impact of the power of this month will cause our consecration for the AEN 2019 elevation ordination to be absolutely miracle-filled. Why will it be miracle-filled? Because we got the momentum from our apostle. So that means we have all four. We have, so anyway, so when we're looking at this concept of consecration and we're looking at this power of and this move to choose, it's a choice, and that's one of the things Bishop Harrington mentioned. It's a choice to be a part of those that can be a part of what Archbishop Isaac said, to choose to be a part of the call. And that's what it is. You are answering a call to elevation or a call to ordination, but you're answering a call. So either way, it's just so powerful and so important that we have been a part of all of it. And it's something I want to say, our Apostle Dr. Shannon Houghton mentioned, I want to say it was in 1999, we are responsible for the word that happens in the house, whether we are there or not, if we call ourselves to be planted. And that has been so important, because if we call ourselves to be planted, we call ourselves to be a part of the soil, then we are accountable for the word that happens in that soil. And so as we are looking at this concept of consecration, we are looking at this move to be separated. And whether we're talking about separating ourselves from the table, separating ourselves from the TV, separating ourselves from multimedia, all forms, whether it is our cell phones, our Facebook, our Twitter, our whatever, if it calls for us to be separated. And one of the things I found that sometimes what we also need to be separated from is our friends, our social network. And sometimes even that social network that we think we are supposed to be a part of is not always as separated from the world as we want to think it is. And so in that instance, as we come into this consecration season, that will start next Thursday, we will look at our first concept. Those who are at church on Sunday can get a paper copy, and it will be available via email in the coming days as overseer and apostle, our apostle, Dr. Shana A. Halton, approves it. It will become available via in email. But anyway, so when we look at this concept of separation, and one of the things we were looking at is this choice, it's truly a choice to be a part of the 120 as opposed to the 380. And those who weren't a part of the message, there was over 500 that actually heard the voice of Christ. So if we're choosing to be the 120, that's those who will be able to have an ear to hear the ministry of the Holy Spirit as it manifests itself in the birthing of the church. And that is so purposeful for us in this season, as many of us are rebirthing or birthing anew or choosing to hear anew or choosing to hear afresh with a cleansed ear. And that's part of what a consecration does. It cleanses us so that we can hear the ministry of the Holy Spirit. And when we get ready for this consecration, will be 7 weeks. It will run from June 27th until you get to the consecration, till you get to the ordination on June 16th, 17th, 18th, whatever day you arrive. August 16th, 17th, 18th, whichever day you arrive. And when we're looking at this consecration, we're looking at going into the next level. And that's part of that call that Archbishop mentioned on this past Sunday. It will be very important for you to look at your email over the next week, because you will get our first lesson, which will be presented unto us next Thursday. So you do want to just have a slight idea of bare minimum of what we will be looking at next on June 28th, which will be Jesus Walks on Water, and that will be out of Matthew 14:20-25, Mark 10:46, and Luke 18:35. Again, this will all be in both the written, if you get it printed out, or in the email, the consecration. There will be a variety of phases. There will be the miracles, signs, and wonders that you will read about. There will be the name of God that you will study and meditate. The concept of meditating, and we're talking about meditation, we're talking about to study, to sit, to ponder, to thoroughly define, to have a clear understanding of. Some of the things that we will want to look at is having faith again, what has caused you to stop, and what you need to do to believe anew, a fresh new belief in. We will be looking at the concept of maturation, momentum, miracles, and manifestations weekly. with each of these miracle signs and wonders, the name of God, we will have a put off and a put on concept as well as verses to go with it. We will have a weekly faith statement that it will be very important for you to daily read and daily meditate on and to think on. We will have sacrificial exercises of the day, things to put on. We will have praise and worship concepts as well as weekly. And remember, these are all for the week. So there will be things for you to begin on Monday and continue it and build so that you can share on Thursday during the call-in. And it will be very important for those who, not just those who are being ordained, but our accountability partners as well, and the AEN who will be going forth and participating in the goals and the prayer focuses of the watches and the mountains to be able to share and to alliterate on as we, because it is so important for us to ask questions. And next Thursday, it'll be very important. By that time, everyone should have had the consecration, had a moment with it, and be able to ask questions in terms of what you don't understand. If you didn't get a part, if you're not sure about what you need to be journaling about, if you're not sure or how to answer the questions of, I hear the word for miracles, manifestations, and maturation. If you don't understand how to hear that or what we're talking about, please ask. So please take time once you get it, whether you get it Monday or Sunday, please take the time to look over and ask on next week so that when we get into our individual studies on July 1st, everybody will be on one accord to bring forth the fullness. So everyone, one of the things, we've been looking at this concept of this open heaven. And one of the powers of the being under an open heaven is when we get it. If we break it down, it's just a concept of when we get it and we're under the open heaven. Can you imagine if we all get it around the same time? Under an open heaven, the power of the manifestation that must happen, because we're talking about the word of God that cannot come back void if we get it, if we surrender to it, if we submit to it, if we are all seeking the same God, if we all have an idea of the same God, and we are all seeking after him. Can you imagine the power that AEN must walk in because of the anointing first of our apostle that will fall from her head unto us, all those who sit underneath her, waiting and believing in the true and living God to manifest himself and cause us to bear fruit. Not a fruit, but fruit. In the name of Jesus, and I won't overtake my
time. Amen. Hallelujah. All right. You need to be properly motivated. I pray that you will be getting a picture in your spirit, man, and you can see a glimpse of how this is all coming together. One of the things she shared was the fact that this is a fresh thing. And so those that are aware and are on Wednesday, we talked about the freshness of the wine, the new wine. And think of the new wineskins as your garment that you're being prepared to be vested in. Just an outward symbolic gesture of a inward spiritual awakening, to a spiritual refreshing, a spiritual filling of a new thing, new wine. So we thank Dr. Arlette, and again, we will be reaching out to you by email, so we will actually turn this portion of our session over to Elder Sherita so that she can share some updates and give us some insights on those things we should be focusing on for this week and the coming week. Elder Sherita?
Good evening, everyone. Just want to remind all candidates that your Defenders of the Faith is due on June 30th, and then any outstanding requirements that you haven't turned in yet to overseer, you do want to get all of those requirements in by June 30th. And then for everyone, just register for the upcoming AEN conference, which is going to be held on Thursday, August 15, 2019, through Sunday, August 18, 2019. It's going to be hosted at the Doubletree by Hilton Lau, Naperville, 3003 Corporate West Drive, Lau, Illinois, 60532. And this year's theme is Momentum, Manifestation, Maturation, and Miracles. And the scripture that it comes from is Luke 6:38. And then the conference fee is $65 per person, and that does include one banquet ticket. And then the banquet only, if for your guests or loved ones that you have coming that are going to participate in your ordination, those tickets are $35 per person. And then we do just encourage everyone that if you haven't registered for your hotel accommodations, you do want to reserve your rooms now. So hotel accommodations are $120.99 per night, and that does include a hot buffet breakfast. They're not going to charge your credit card. You will need a credit card to reserve your room, but it won't be charged. And so when you arrive at the hotel, you can pay with whatever method you choose. So, again, just begin. If you haven't, turn in, fill out, and complete your registration forms, and then make your conference payments, and then book your rooms.
Amen.
Elder Sherita, could you repeat the beginning of what you said concerning June 30th?
Yes, the Defenders of the Faith. So your Defenders of the Faith questions, those are due June 30th.
Thank you very much.
As well as any other outstanding paperwork. Everything is due by June 30th, because when you start on this consecration, all of that should be behind us. That's settled. That's your worldly, your earthly requirement. Now you want to give yourself 100% to the spiritual preparation that will come through this consecration. So thank you so much, Elder Sherita. Are there any more questions? I know we got some exciting things to get to today. And so I just further want to remind you that you can always go back and listen to the session on blogtalkradio.com/LFC Word Life Center. All of our past sessions can be found on demand or in blogtalkradio.com. That information is also available to you in the weekly announcements that Elder Sherita sends out. We want to also ask you to let me know if you're calling from a number that is not one that we have on file for you, what was on your application, then you need to always text me the telephone number that you are calling from so that your attendance can be noted. Also, be ready with your notebooks to take notes. There will be some time of, as Elder Doctor said, you're going to be quizzed, if you will. You know, we're going to ask you about some of these words that you are being introduced to, some of these words that are being presented to you, umbrella, surrender, the calling. We have quite a few words that we have been looking at for you and bringing to you to make this preparation meaningful and clearer. We asked you if you had words or things that you heard us say that you're not really sure what it means. We had liturgy. We had the liturgical. We had different words that we have been sharing and sharing as related to the prophetic word, apostolic prophetic word on this class, governmental. All of these are words that we have shared insight in, spiritual insight from Holy Spirit that we want you to have taken note of and be ready to respond to any questions as it relates to that. And so I want to get to our accountability partner presentation. It's Elder Deborah is on the line, and she can come forth after. I don't see her number on the line, but we have our presentations for the day. So we're going to start with the presentation that will be from Sister Katora, and her introduction should be coming from Minister Lynette Harris. So you women of God are up now. Amen.
Okay. Excuse me, I kind of got the sniffles here. This is Minister Lynette Harris. I would like to introduce Katora Johnson. She's the daughter of Evangelist Julia Johnson and the niece of Elder Roberta McIntyre, a patient assistant by profession, will begin her coursework to become a nurse in August. She is being elevated to evangelist. So at this time, I would like to introduce to you Sister Katora Johnson. Hello? Hello?
Mm-hmm. Hello? We're still on the line.
Okay. Is Katora on the line? Okay, she may not be on until around 7:30-ish when she gets off.
Okay. Well, then you know what? Then let's go with Sister Salisbury, because she also has a presentation for us. And we will go back to you guys' presentation when you want to get off and call her and let her know that she's up next, okay?
Okay, I can do that.
Okay, and so Sister Salisbury.
Now, Sister Salisbury was driving. She has to pull over so she can talk. Okay. Good evening, everyone. I was like, I'm going last. I'm going home. I was trying to drive to my house. Okay. Good evening, everyone. Tonight I will be coming from the Seven Mountains of Influence, and my topic will be media. Upon joining Victory Cathedral Worship Center in 2015, our pastor, Smokey Norfolk, gave a sermon on the Seven Mountains of Influence, and he went over each topic. And I joined the intercessors at that time, and I was just briefly informed about it. I had never heard of the Seven Mountains of Influence. And under the leadership of Dondretta Strong, she kind of gave me an insight on how Lance Wallnew had come into contact with developing strategies to help us as Christians so that we would know where these certain mountains were that the enemy would allow people to infiltrate. So with my study, I have found out that, according to the scripture, which is Deuteronomy 7:1, it says, "When the Lord thy God shall bring thee into the land whither thou goest to possess it, and hath cast out many nations before thee, the Hittites and the Girgashites and the Amorites and the Canaanites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites, seven nations greater and mightier than thou." So the word Hittite was one of the ones that captivated the mountain of Media. We have found out that the mountain of Media is one of the most powerful and influential mediums available. This is how Satan has strategically put people in place. The first thing that he does is through internet, we have social media, we have Facebook, YouTube, Snapchat, Twitter. Then he comes down through the newspaper, through the TV, computers, and magazines. And what he does is he's placed these people there in these positions so that they can put out the information that we hear all the time, like in Inglewood. We would think that every time you go into Inglewood, somebody is going to get shot. But that's not always the case. There are some very good things that are coming out of Inglewood, but we don't hear it because the enemy has made sure that those lines have been tapped so that all the information that we get is always bad. When we look at our cops in the city of Chicago, we think that all cops that come from Chicago are bad. There are some good cops that are out there that are doing what they're supposed to do. They're there to serve and protect. But we will believe, because the enemy has placed it in the newspapers, every time we open up the newspapers, we see that the enemy is saying that somebody got shot, the cop did this, black-on-black crime, blue-on-blue crime. And then the first thing it does, it creates fear. So that's what the Hittites, came from. The key word from the Hittites is the word Heth, and Heth means fear. So that's what his whole ambition is, to make us fearful, to immobilize us, to make us incapable of doing things that we would normally do. People would shut themselves in their homes, and they wouldn't even want to come out because they would be so fearful of what could happen in their community, what could happen in this world. So how do we overcome that? The best way to overcome that mountain is to overcome it with evangelism, the truth, the gospel. More people are so compelled to want to hear what the gossip is. I said again, the gossip is, instead of wanting to hear what the gospel is, the good news. There is good news that is going out through the world. How can it get out there? It can get out through Christians who are willing to step up and know who they are, know whose they are, and expel that gospel. Let everyone know what's going on in these communities, that it's not all bad, that Jesus still saves. From the utmost to the utmost, Jesus still saves. And that's how we as Christians can get the truth out there. We must not be afraid to be silent anymore. We must be bold. We must be ambitious. We must get out there. We must not be afraid of what the enemy is trying to infiltrate in our minds. He's trying to take over our minds. He's trying to take over our hearts. But we can't allow him to do that. We have to be strong. We have to continue to pray. We have to continue to pull together and let people know that the truth still prevails. Jesus said he is the way, the truth, and the life, and he is. And that's how we are going to conquer the news media. We are going to conquer the computers that put out the bad information on social media. Because when I pulled myself away from social media, because I thought at one time that it was the best way to connect with other people, but sometimes some of the things that you see will get into those portals and they will corrupt your little mind. And sometimes you'll be there and you'll be in a point of where you always got to be praying, because you don't want those things to get into your spirit. You don't want to hear the things that people are posting on their pages. If you go to my page right now, you won't see any of that because I haven't been there for a while. But we have to be careful of what we see and what we hear, and know that the truth does get out there. And the only way it's going to get out there is through the children of God. And that is all I have to say for now.
Praise God. Awesome presentation. And I pray that each of you will be motivated to look at a mountain and feel the and get the desire to research that, because each mountain does have its own weapon. And that weapon of fear that she is speaking of is a very powerful one. And if you're going to be a leader, you must know how to dispel the fear. And so these are things that are not by chance. We're going to look at your prayer watch. You're going to look at your mountain. You're going to look at your office and the scriptures that are related to them, so that you can see the pattern of power you have through the Word of God. And that's going to be part of your homework, and it'll be in the email so you can see. But you're going to have to identify a mountain, and she identifies that mountain. And as her office and what her office should do, and then as a prayer watch, which watch has the power for that? And that's the thing that we're going to start looking at. We're going to talk about prayer watches a little bit later, but I just want you to start connecting to that. See how these things are connected. Okay, so I believe we have Elder Deborah on the line. Any questions or comments? I don't want to. Excellent presentation.
Can I also add something to Overseer?
Yes, ma'am.
I have my own page also. As a couple of weeks ago, Elder Roberta had said, our prayer page is Power Line for Prayer and Praise. On our page, we are there. We got it together, constructed, because we had so many people that had things that were going on, and they were listening. You know, my mother died. Could you pray for me? Because I'm having a hard time dealing with it. Or I'm a caretaker for my father. Or, you know, different things was happening. So that's a great opportunity and a great platform social media is to get the word out, but sometimes it doesn't get out that way. So that, and I became a prayer warrior more from watching different things that was happening on my page, or people was inboxing me or getting in contact with me to pray for them.
Amen. Amen. Prayer watch. I'm going to talk about that and where it comes from. So, Elder Deborah? Accountability Partners?
Yes, good evening.
Good evening.
I'm glad that you kind of reminded me of the prayer watch. excuse me. Just a couple things regarding the whole process of accountability, to try to keep that process in front of you. I know last week Elder Sharita had mentioned the need and the requirement of the forms. There are forms on both sides, forms for the candidates to fill out regarding their experience with their accountability partner, as well as forms for the accountability partner to fill out dealing with the interaction with the candidate. Those forms were sent out several months ago. We can resend those forms, but I don't know. If there's a need for the forms to be resent, that can happen, but this is just a reminder to keep in front of you that that is a monthly requirement. It is needed on both sides, that, you know, we are trying to not just make this task-driven, which means, you know, I call you, I text you, you call me back, and we just go, we just banter back and forth. But to actually develop some relationships and to create a situation where we can foster some growth on both sides. It's not just the candidates being fostered by the accountability partner, but we want this to be a dialogue, and we want both people to be learning. Also, if you were in the graduation class of last year, then there is an annual or a one-year process even after the graduation in August, just like it is for you guys that are candidates right now, where you are expected to be accountability partners for the next class. And even if you find yourself in a situation where you might not be ministering specifically one-on-one to a candidate, we want you to always be prayerful, be ready and to be diligent to be able to come in, to be part of the conversation, to be on the calls, to be supportive and to be active and to be praying, you know, for the process. So, you know, there is the short term, which is the whole weekly calls and interactions and the paperwork and where we're praying for each other. But in the long term, you will be called on to serve going forward. So we want everybody to be thinking about that and thinking about that, like I said, not just as a duty, but part of the process. If having an accountability partner, sometimes people are called coaches, mentors, that kind of thing, and each one of those terms has a slightly different connotation. We go with accountability partner to give you someone who will walk alongside of you, who will encourage you, who will pray for you, who will pray with you, who will check in on you to see how things are going. Keep in mind, the accountability partner's job is not necessarily to be answering your questions like one-on-one, like this is your guide for the process. Because we have found out that if you're having, you as a candidate are having any kind of questions or concerns, then there are probably other candidates somewhere else, maybe in this city or elsewhere, who are having the same kinds of questions. So that's what this Thursday night forum is for. So as a group corporately, if you have any issues, you can bring those issues out and we can learn and share and develop, and everybody is on the same page. But as an accountability partner, to be there and walk alongside, to have someone that you can share if you know, so folks might just ask you, you know, how can I pray for you this week? What are you struggling with? How's your prayer life? What kind of balance do you have in your life? You know, what kind of relationship are you having with your spouse or with your children? What kind of challenges have arisen since you've been in the process? Those kinds of things. Because a lot of times we can go and it can seem very isolated. It's a lot of things to do that are individual, where you're studying, it's one-on-one, you're filling out paperwork, you're reflecting, you're journaling, you're having your quiet time alone, and it can get to be, it can seem like it's an isolated process, which is another reason why these calls are so important, and why you hear folks saying, you know, participate, you know, the things that you're hearing, you know, not only take it in, but, you know, pray about it and, you know, meditate on it. Overseer mentioned, I apologize for being tardy on the call, but I didn't hear the beginning of the call. But last week, I know that there was talk about prayer watches, and that is something, and if I am duplicating something, Overseer, please correct me. But I believe that we are starting as of the beginning of July with the prayer watches.
Go ahead.
And there will be information that is going out on the 8 prayer watches for you to get a prayer watch, for you to be faithful for through the prayer watch and what the different prayer watches mean, to pair up. When I say pair up, I mean, you know, in finding the watch that works for you, the one that speaks and resonates in your spirit. Different things, different spiritual graces, I guess might be a way to say, happen at different times. You know, certain watches are talking about renewals with God. Other watches talk about commanding your morning. You know, the break of day. There's just different things that are happening at different times. And just even with your accountability partner in the praying together and the praying separately. So I just wanted to just kind of just remind you not only of that paperwork, but also that, you know, we have to be intentional about trying to foster relationships. It doesn't just happen. Doesn't just happen, like I said, with the call or with the word. But we have not only have to pray about it, but we have to have the attitude. We have to be aware that we need it, and then we have to have the attitude to be open and to receive what God has for us. And even if there are things that we are doing now that maybe we haven't done, we have to be in a place to be in line with God's will for our lives in this process. And that's pretty much what I have.
Well, thank you so much, Elder. Do be well. Do be well. We want to also add to what Elder was sharing with you, the fact that as accountability partners, you're required to come up with the 5 questions that your candidates will have in their examination. And so you need
thank
that interaction in order to be a person. Yeah, yes, yeah. So, and that those things will be due. We'll give you an update as to the due dates of these things. So, is Keturah on the line?
Yes, hi. Good everyone.
Amen. So we will have Mr. Lynette introduce you again, and then
okay.
We will give you the floor. Amen.
All right.
And I just want to share with Minister Lynette that not only are you Evangelist Julia's daughter, you're also the daughter of Deacon. Okay, Leon.
Yeah.
Okay.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah,
amen.
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 Amen. Okay. All right, go. Deacon Lee, tell your dad a name. Deacon Leon Johnson.
Deacon Lee Johnson.
Okay. Amen. Well, all right. I would like to introduce Keturah Johnson, as I said earlier. She's the daughter of Evangelist Julia Johnson, the niece of Elder Roberta McIntyre, and the daughter of Deacon Johnson. She's a patient assistant by profession and will begin her coursework to become a nurse in August.
Amen.
Keturah is elevated to an evangelist. And God is so amazing. He's already prepared her mission field. So I would like to introduce to you Sister Keturah Johnson.
Amen. Thank you. Such a privilege and honor to have you as my accountability partner. I'm grateful to be on the line tonight. My subject will be on maturation. So I just want to expound on what it means. So maturation is the process of becoming mature, according to the Webster Dictionary, the merge of individual and behavioral characteristics through growth processes over time. My scripture references I got for maturation comes from, I have actually two. So they both come from Corinthians. So the first scripture is 1 Corinthians 13:11 comes from, I'm reading from the ESV, English Standard Version Bible, the NIV, and the King James Version Bible. And the second scripture I'll be coming from is 1 Corinthians 14 and 20. So I wanted to expound on what maturation means to me a little bit. So me and Minister Lynette was talking last night, and she was just sharing with me what she got from what the subject means, and we were talking, and she said something really profound. She just told me that maturation does not keep one person, the person, in one place. So then I expounded on it, and I said maturation comes from a place of growth. Maturation develops a person physically, developmentally, and intellectually. Maturation is the process by which we grow, change, and develop through life. Developmental psychologists look at many different types of maturation through the lifespan. The types of maturation that we'll focus on is, like I said, physical maturation and cognitive. So the scripture that I'm going to read, 1 Corinthians 13 and 11, fits right into what maturation means and how we should mature physically, emotionally, spiritually, and cognitively. So the King James Version comes, I'm reading this from the Ryrie Bible, King James Version, 1 Corinthians 13, 11. It says, "When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put childish things away." And the English Standard Version reads, "When I was a child, I spoke like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I gave up childish ways." And the NIV version reads, "When I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I put the ways of childhood behind me." So I'm going to read a little bit about cognitive maturation. So cognitive maturation, the way we change our thinking patterns over our lifespan. Cognitive development is the construction of thought processes, including remembering, problem-solving, and decision-making from childhood through adolescence to adulthood. And psychology through growth and maturation. Growth and maturation are a little different. Growth is a physical process of maturation, of development, particularly the process of becoming physically larger. It is quantifiable, meaning that it can be measured, and it is mostly influenced by genetics. And then maturation is a physical, intellectual, or emotional process of development. Maturation is often not quantifiable, and it is too mostly influenced by genetics. So a lot of people tie growth and maturation in together, even though it kind of has similarities. Maturation mostly is what we think and how we process and how to, like the scripture said, develop from childish ways and grow into adulthood in our thoughts and behaviors. So I'm going to read the other scripture, 1 Corinthians 14 and 20. The English Standard Version says, "Brothers, do not be children in your thinking. Be infants in evil, but in your thinking be mature." 1 Corinthians 14, 20 in the King James Version says, "Brethren, be not children in understanding. Howbeit in malice be ye children. Be in understanding in men." And the NIV version says, "Brothers and sisters, stop thinking like children. In regard to evil, be infants, but in your thinking, be adults." But most importantly, maturation to me means growing cognitively and growing spiritually in God. We can't stay in the same place that we, you know, in our spiritual walk, we should not be stagnant or willing to stay in the same place. We should want to grow as our relationship matures with God. We should want to grow physically, emotionally, and naturally, and want to spread the word. So for me, this is a lot, and also it's a rewarding, like this whole evangelistic process. It's a real true form of maturation to me. I would never have thought that God would have chosen me to go through the process, but I am maturing in the process and studying my word more often. And everything is changing and growing, and I'm thankful and grateful for this process, and it's really maturing me. So that's the end of my presentation. Thank you all for listening. Thank you all for tuning in, and I hope that you all received this word and it enriched your life. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Questions or comments? Awesome. Awesome.
Thank you.
I don't have a question, but I want to let my cousin know I'm so proud of her. Very good. Very good. I enjoyed that, Keturah.
Amen.
You gave me something to thrive for. Yes, you did.
Amen. Amen. Anybody Amen. Else?
Amen.
One of the
Amen.
Things I would just like to share as well, we call her Lady K, has also mm-hmm. developed just talking a maturation. She's an entrepreneur. She developed her own company. She developed her own product.
Right.
So these are things that God is moving, and this gives her an avenue in which to do her ministry. And I get so excited about it because we have to see all of these things as the unction of the Holy Spirit in your life. When you don't really realize it, she has always, and since I have known her, which has been a little while, has always said she wanted her own company, that she knew she was an entrepreneur. She had a lot of ideas. This is in the mountains of economy. This is in the mountains of getting these funds and getting it filtered into the body of Christ. Also getting the opportunity to reach those that are intended to hear her voice. I'm very excited about this. That young entrepreneur developing population out there. And so God is putting people in place. See him as putting you in position to be his conduit to the earth. I think part of what was shared Sunday about growing in strength and stature and favor with God, all these things are coming together. I pray that you will allow Holy Spirit to give you the revelation of this coming together and the place that you fit therein. So,
amen.
If we have any more questions, insight, encouragement to one another?
Oh, just hang in there.
I'm well.
Amen. All right, so the time is well spent. I pray that, as she said, that you received something that helps and gives clarity and enrichment to your journey. And so next week we will continue. We'll go to the prayer watches. You'll get them in the email form. So there's something else you can look over, because you will need to have a basic understanding of them in order to go to the consecration. So that's two things you need to look at. And I know, you know, you're saying, oh, but I got to get my questions. I got to finish this. This is creating spiritual discipline in our lives. It is creating a new lifestyle of how we spend our time. And as leaders, we will learn that more and more and more of our time must be spent in.
Listening hours are now over.
But our time needs to be spent before the Lord. The things we are intimately being prepared for something that is not any place you've gone before. And so we will meet again next week. We'll have our closing prayer. You guys are being very faithful to the process, and God is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Amen.
Amen.
So if there be nothing else,
amen.
If we didn't get to what today's elements were, we'll definitely get to them next week. Amen. All right.
Amen.
We'll have our closing
amen.
Prayer.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Father, we thank you for a day that you've made and allowed us to rejoice and be glad in. We thank you, Lord, for the grace that you have given us, for everything that you're relying on tonight. We ask, Lord, that you will open up our hearts and our minds, that we would not only hear it, but process it properly. Let it not fall on stony ground, Lord. Let us not just be hearers of the word, but doers. Let us retain this information, and I pray, God, that you will cause it to address us in the places that we need it most. Help us, Father, to be prepared and more prepared to do your perfect will. Help us, Lord, to submit to you in the process, even when we decide we want to do it another way or it feels too rough. I pray, Lord, that you would give us the strength to walk out this process in integrity and intact, Lord, and according to your will and not our desire. Teach us how to line up with you, line upon line, your word, precept upon precept. Father, I ask that you will not allow us to be distracted. Help us to get through the deadlines. Help us to get through the actualities that we need, God, in each of our own individualistic lives to allow us to get the fullness of what you want for us to have in this elevation, whether we're a candidate, whether we're accountability partner, or whether we are just overseeing whomever and whatever. Us all to learn and to get the most from this experience, Lord, so that we will be fit to be used by you, God, according to how you see fit, when you see fit, where you see fit, at all times. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen. Enjoy your worship.